Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show. Today's show was all about those heavy breathers. So Jim, introduce us to our next standout harmonicist.
Harmonicist?
Yes, and it is a word.
So what's plural? Harmonicists?
You're asking me questions I can't answer now.
No. Well, in 1969, Chess Records released a landmark LP that featured studio and live performances recorded right here in Chicago. The double album was titled Fathers and Sons. Among the fathers were Muddy Waters, Otis Spann, and Sam Lay. The sons were represented by Mike Bloomfield, one of my favorite guitar players, Buddy Miles, Donald Duck Dunn, and others including blues harpist, singer, and bandleader Paul Butterfield, also a Chicagoan. Throughout his career, Paul Butterfield lent authenticity and credibility to white musicians playing the blues while putting their own stamp on the music. Let's listen to Paul Butterfield's blowing harp on the Muddy Waters song, 40 Days and 40 Nights.
40 days and 40 nights since my baby left the town. Keep raining all day long, into the rain and falling down. She's my life, I need her soul. Why she left, I just don't know. 40 days and 40 nights since I sat right down and cried. Keep raining all the time, but the river is running dry. Just ain't right. I love that girl with all of my might. 40 days and 40 nights since my baby broke my heart. Searching for her everywhere like a blind man. Breaking hard, I don't know it. I'm not rich, I'm hard though. Like a ship out on the sea. Pray for her every night that my baby will come back to me. Life is love and love is right. I hope she come back home tonight.
That was Mike Bloomfield.
That was Mike Bloomfield?
Mike Bloomfield on guitar.
And who is the harmonicist?
And the harmonicist is the great Paul Butterfield. In my humble opinion, I think he was the absolute best. So, our next heavy breather was born in Memphis, but became a Chicago blues legend. Junior Wells was a colorful and creative singer and harmonica player who influenced a generation of rock and roll stars. He once said that 50% of his music was appearance. So he became known for his spiffy suits and fedora hats. And if you've ever seen him, he came on stage dressed to kill.
He was spiffy.
He was. At age 12, his family moved to Chicago, where he found a home in the local music scene. And in the 1950s, he joined Muddy Waters Band. There's Muddy Waters again. Years later, he broke into the mainstream when he and Buddy Guy were asked to open for the Rolling Stones. And since then, Junior Wells and Buddy Guy became one of the most enduring acts in Chicago blues history. So here is Junior with Buddy playing the song I Wish I Knew What I Know Now off the 1970 album Southside Blues Jam.
I wish I'd have known then like I know right now. In my younger days, I wish I'd have known then like I know right now. Then I wouldn't have to worry, and I wouldn't have to sing in blue. Listen, I know her daddy must have been a millionaire, 'cause I can tell by the way she walked. Lord, her daddy got to be a millionaire, 'cause I can tell by the way she walked. And when she walked down the street, all the men go, my, my, my. Look at her, baby. A dying man was dying, he stopped dying, he raised up his head. He said, Lord, ain't she pretty? Ooh, and the whole world knows she's fine. I said, Lord, ain't she pretty? And the whole world knows she's fine. Spend a little soap.
Well, that was I Wish I Knew What I Know Now by Junior Wells and Buddy Guy.
I say that all the time. What about you?
Yeah, me too. And Buddy Guy's still playing. He's turned 85, and he just played the Arcado a couple weeks ago.
And just a note, Jim's photograph of Buddy Guy is on the ground floor window of the Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, it is. Yes, yes. It is. So when you go down to Joliet, please go look at it and
say, hey,
I know that guy's radio station.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Anyway, our next performer is another legendary master of blues harmonica. His earliest memories include the chicken and train sounds his mother made on her harmonica. My mom never played harmonica. She usually yelled at me.
I knew there was a line, there was, you know, somewhere there.
She would say, Jimmy, what are you doing? But anyway, wait, I sounded Jewish there. I should have made it sound Italian.
I'm supposed to do the Jewish lines, okay.
But anyway, after hearing Sonny Boy Williamson on the King Biscuit radio show, he realized the instrument could do so much more. And over his seven-decade career, Cotton played alongside some of the greatest blues and rock and roll legends. He recorded several Grammy-nominated albums, and in 1977, he reunited with Muddy Waters, once again, on the Grammy Award-winning album Hard Again, produced by Johnny Winter, another one of our favorites. Even at the age of 78, Cotton could blow the roof off. Take a listen to our next song, Cottonmouth Man, from Cotton's 2013 album of the same name.
Now you heard the T-Bone Shuffle, and you heard the Texas Hop, and you got down at the Checkerboard Lounge with the whiskey on the rocks. Fasten up your seatbelt for a Mississippi Jam, featuring the one and only Cottonmouth Man. Cottonmouth Man. Cottonmouth Man. Cottonmouth. Cottonmouth. Cottonmouth.
kill.
You know, he was 78 years old when he was playing the harmonica like that.
Not too bad.
Takes a lot of wind.
Yes,
you know?
It does.
So, Jim, there were actually two guitars on this song. I don't know if they were overdubbed or for the same guy, but who was playing guitar on this song?
Well, I got to be honest, it's the first time I heard this song, so I was listening intently, and I don't know. I'm going to guess Kim Simmons.
No, but that was a good guess because it sounded like Kim Simmons.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it until I read featuring Joe Bonamassa.
Oh, you're Bonamassa.
Sorry.
Yeah,
Bonamassa. You take the Italian name, sir.
That's right.
All right. Well, go ahead, Jim. Give us a station break.
Oh, yeah. It's just a reminder, you're listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM. Heavy breather, sorry.
Yes.
And on demand 24/7. Mark, who's up next?
Well, his nickname was Shaky.
Why is that?
Well, he actually had a rare eye disease where his eyes would involuntarily move back and forth, and that caused him to shake.
Hmm.
So, all right, that's more information you wanted to know. It has nothing to do with music, but...
Well, we should do a special show on eye disease one day.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Well, our next harmonica legend never made it beyond the first grade, and that's one of the reasons why. Born in 1918, he began his career as a child working for tips on the streets of Memphis. And he survived by doing odd jobs and playing gigs with other famous bluesmen like Honey Boy Edwards and Johnny Shines. In 1951, he began recording for the legendary producer Sam Phillips. And 2 years later, he joined Muddy Waters Band. There's Muddy again. In 1969, Big Walter Horton gained international recognition when he played on Fleetwood Mac's double LP, Blues Jam in Chicago, which is a very interesting LP if you can still get your hands on it. Here is Big Walter on the song Honey Dripper from the album Can't Keep Loving You. Thank you.
That was The Honey Dripper by Big Walter Horton. Mark, I just have a quick question. Robert Plant had a band called the Honey Drippers.
Exactly.
Was it named after that song?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We have to get Robert Plant on the show. We'll
okay,
find
I'll,
out.
I'll give him a call.
Him. Please do. I have his number.
Yeah, okay, I do too.
It's on speed dial.
I was just at his house for lunch. Great guy.
Okay.
And our next person that we're going to talk about is a guy named Billy Branch. And while he was still in college, he was discovered by the great Willie Dixon. But rather than pursue law school, Branch chose to hone his chops by touring 6 years with Willie Dixon's Chicago All-Stars. Since then, Billy has played on over 150 recordings, including 12 under his own name. In addition to recording and performing, he has become Chicago's ambassador of the blues by teaching harmonica and blues history all over the world. Here is Billy performing Nobody But You off the 2019 album Roots and Branches, The Songs of Little Walter.
Nobody but you, babe. Nobody but you, babe. Nobody but you, babe. You made my life complete. Started the ball a-rollin', rolling like a tumbleweed. Never stop rolling till you grab my heart. You know where I want to be. Nobody but you, babe. Nobody but you, babe. Nobody but you, babe. You're my sugar, cause you sure is sweet.
All right, that was Billy Branch, so let's move from Chicago down to the state of Texas. For over 30 years, the Fabulous Thunderbirds have commanded the respect for their devotion to the blues, rhythm and blues, and rock and roll. Although the band has moved on from its days with guitarist Jimmy Vaughn, a co-founder, Kim Wilson, remains the band's heart and soul. Along with his singing and songwriting, Wilson is known for his harp play. He cites Little Walter and James Cotton among his influences. He was also a close friend of Muddy Waters, who called Wilson his favorite harmonica player. So here's Kim Wilson, Jimmy Vaughn, and the Fabulous Thunderbirds in 1980 doing a live version of Eric Clapton's song Bad Boy.
Just a bad boy, long, long way from home. I'm just a bad boy, long, long way from home. I ain't got nobody, got no place to go. I'm just a bad boy. Just a bad boy in your town alone. I ain't got nobody I can't help out.
Mesa. Next time I travel, have you by my side. Then I won't have no reason, no, to run and hide.
That was Bad Boy by the Fabulous Thunderbirds. One more song to go, and it's a band that everyone knows called the Allman Brothers. And every so often, Duane Allman brought in a close friend to play harmonica for the Allman Brothers band. That friend was Tom Duchette, and his harp playing could be best appreciated on the live Fillmore recordings. As revealed in interviews, Duane wanted his friend to become a full-time member of the Allman Brothers, but Duchette preferred to play and get paid and leave arrangement. Give me the money, give me the money, he said. Let's listen to Duane and Tom Duchette wailing away on Don't Keep Me Wondering. The song is only on the expanded version of the legendary release Live at the Fillmore East.
Wow, Duane Allman's slide guitar just sends chills up my spine.
It's always opinion, but the best slide guitar player in history.
And, you know, Tom Duchette, it's interesting because quite often his harmonica playing is sort of like echoing Duane's slide guitar. They're just kind of one on top of the other.
I could listen to the Allman Brothers all day.
I know.
Unbelievable band. Well, that's our show for today. And after listening to all these guys, Mark, I got to tell you, I'm never going to learn the harmonica. I can't play like they can.
Well, Jim, I actually have three blues harps, and I can blow and bend a few notes. But the key to a great sound is soaking the instrument in a glass of warm water, and that's the truth.
Well, I know you. I don't think it'll be warm water. It'll probably be a whiskey sour.
I'm taking the fifth on that.
Yeah, a fifth of what? Whiskey? Yeah, probably.
All right, enough. Please join us on 101.5 FM every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. or on Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. Or you can listen at your leisure to our recorded shows anytime on the station's website at huntleyradio.com. You can also find us on Facebook.
And don't forget, our book, Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday Today, is available online at Amazon. It's also online at Target and Walmart and several select bookstores and music stores around the area.
To view Jim's amazing classic rock...
Amazing?
Amazing. Classic rock photography, go to his website, jimsamariaphoto.com. Also, a rotating selection of Jim's work is on exhibit at Hey Nani's Dining and Music Venue, downtown Arlington Heights. You can call the establishment for more information.
And everybody, guess what? You've been listening to the Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM, and on demand anywhere in the world. I would like to thank our look-alike producer, Jim Eggers. He kind of looks like John Cleese. I wish we had a camera in here and you could see that. But thank you so much for all your help today. And as I said, anywhere in the world, including Chicago, which Mark has called the what?
Undisputed harmonica capital of the world.
Our blues capital.
And now
of
all
world.
The women are going to be chasing our executive producer here because he looks like John Cleese.
He does. He's a very good looking man. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
Before I be your dog. Before I be your dog. Before I